Well, in the category of, well, duh, U.S. Director Oliver Stone, according to Yahoo News, fears that his documentary about Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, a fierce critic of American foreign policy, will struggle to find a distributor at home. I know I'm shocked to hear that. South of the Border, which had its world premiere at the Venice Film Festival this week, portrays Chavez as a champion of the poor and includes interviews with leaders of Brazil, Bolivia, Argentina, Paraguay, Ecuador, and Cuba, all high-quality people themselves. I put that part in. He focuses on how a generation of leftist leaders is seeking increasing independence from the International Monetary Fund, by extension, U.S. economic policy, which Stone criticizes in the movie. South of the Border also seeks to demonstrate how Chavez has been unfairly demonized by U.S. media, which has cast him as a dangerous maverick, which is a threat to security. Stone told Reuters in an interview he anticipated a struggle to get the movie a U.S. audience. Well, Oliver Stone, I think, has been maybe smoking crack here lately. I don't know if he does or he doesn't. I don't care. But anything that promotes Hugo Chavez, besides to someone who's absolutely nuts, is beyond me. So will it get an audience in the United States? I don't know. You won't see me paying one cent for it to see it up here in Canada. Hey, Canada might be a place to watch that movie, because anything anti-U.S. seems to go over big in Canada. There's a lot of left-wing loons up here, too. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.